Okay, thank you for joining. We're going to be studying the Sefer Yisodei HaTorah from Rav Aaron Lopiansky, Shlita, his ideas in Parshas Beshalach, and we're mamish going to only cover tonight maybe like one-third of the important ideas that he has in this week's parsha. He has so many important ideas. And we were just speaking over here that unfortunately Klal Yisrael has experienced a number of terrible, horrific types of tragedies, michutz l'derech hateva, really strange types of tragedies. Unfortunately, a girl who was in seminary for the year was killed by a car that the driver lost control, and the driver was killed. And there was a shooting last week, last Shabbos, Friday night, with people davening in shul. And we had in our community this week also a terrible tragedy, people on vacation, a person was snorkeling, and just had a heart attack while doing it. So much going on, and we really need to be mechazik or amun. It happens to be that this week, Rav Lopiansky suggests many, many pieces that we're going to do, and we're only going to do a small piece of them, many pieces that discuss why it's necessary sometimes that Hashem tests our emunah with these things. Why? You know, couldn't just things be go the right way? Why not? So let's pick it up in the first sources from a Rambam in the Moreh Nevuch. The Rambam, the Moreh Nevuch, is of course the guide to the perplexed. So we're all a bit perplexed. So let's hear what the Rambam has to say. He's starting with explaining. There's a famous Rambam where the Rambam says that the reason that we bring karbanos is to get us away from avodah zarah. There's a Rambam like that. It's a famous Rambam. So the Rambam is saying, you might ask me, Akasha, you know, like, this is what Hashem needs me to do. I have to take the avodah zarah and shecht it. It's like, and the Ramban goes crazy, like chas v'shalom to say an avodah kedosha, like bringing karbanos is just to show us that the avodah zarah of the goyim is worthless. Like HaKadosh Baruch would make a mitzvah for that reason, so he's going to address that kasha. V'yigia bezos ha'am elokis she'nimchua zecher avodah zarah v'skaima pina gdol amidus b'emunaseinu v'mitzias ha'al kav achduso, that the goal of avodah zarah is emuna, that Hashem exists and he's one. V'lo yivuchan nefoshes v'yishtomu b'bitel ha'avodos asher hugu v'lonodu avodos zelosam. ואני יודע שנפשך תרווח מזה אני בהכרח בשחירס מחשב יכפר עליך, ותשאליני בלבך, ותאמר לי, you'll have problems with this in your heart, and say to me, איך יבואו מצוות ועזהרות ופולס עצומות ומבורס מאוד, ועושם לנזמן הבאים, כולם בלתי מכוונס לעצמם. How could there be that Hashem is commanding us things that are not for the thing itself, it's for something side? Now, the carbon itself has no value, it's just to show that if a desire is meaningless, it's not, that in itself, אבל הם מפני דבר אחר, כאילו הם תחבולה שעשה העלו עלינו להגיע לכוונס הראשון. It's like a trick that Hashem is playing on us that we shouldn't believe in עבודה זרה. ואיזה מונע היה צריך לספוך לצו עשה לנו כוונס הראשונה, וייתם אני יכולס לקבל, ולא היה צורך לאלו אשר חשבת שם עצר הכוונה השנייה. Why didn't he just command us straight in Amunah? What does he have to get us to come to Amunah? You got to get rid of the Avodah Zarah. Why does he have to go in such a roundabout way? So listen to what he says. And this is really going to be the yisod of the whole shiur tonight. Shema tshuvasi asher tosir milibcha zeh hacholi utigalalach amitas masha orartich alav. Listen to my answer, and it's going to remove the question from your heart. Who? Shekfar ba batora kamo zeha in yimushav. We have the same idea in this week's parsha. Fascinating. But who am I wrong? V'lo nacha melokim derech eretz plishtim ki karovu. V'yaseh lukim asem derech hamid bo yamsa. Says the Ramba in the Moreh Nevuch. U'kamo shehisev olakaos min aderech hayushara asher hoysa mechuvenes tchila mipnei yiras mashloha kufasam yichom lizbat lisavlo. Lefi ha-teva. We still got a good seat for you. Lefi ha-teva. El derech ha-cheres. Ach tagi ha-kavana rishona. Just like Hashem had to make us go in a roundabout way, not straight to Eretz Yisrael, we had to go all around because we weren't ready to take it straight. Kein tziva b'zos ha-mitzvah she-zacharnu b'nei yiras ma-she-ein yucholas l'navsho l'nefesh l'kablo l'fi ha-tevesh l'gavon ha-rishon. Same thing. Mamish, exactly the same thing. Just like he saw, as he's going to explain in a second, that a nation of slaves was not yet ready to fight the battles in Eretz Yisrael by going straight. We weren't yet ready for them. So to Mamish, the same thing with Karbanos. He held that the nation is not ready just to go straight to Emunah. We need to go in a roundabout way. And by being Mevatel Avodah Zarah, by showing that the Goyim's animals, the Goyim's gods, have no power over you, it's going to be a roundabout way. V'hi, ha-sagasu yisparach v'nachas Avodah Zarah. Ki kamosh ein b'teva adam shi'igdal amalechas avdos b'chomer v'olveinu v'adom alohem v'achach yuchat yadu v'shadim v'lichluchom v'yilachim v'yilidi ha'anak p'tom. Just like you can't take slaves with a slave mentality and bring them straight there to Israel and expect it right away, they're going to pick up the bow and arrow and they're going to pick up the guns. What do they know from fighting, from war, the slave people? What do they know? You can't just take them directly. So that's why it didn't go straight. They went around. Cain, ein b'tivo sheyigdal al minim rabim min ha'avodos u'maisim regolim. It's not shayach if Klal Yisrael steeped in Avodah Zarah. It's not shayach if there's so much Avodah Zarah in the world. It's not shayach that right away you're just going to be able to combat and go straight and go Ra Hashem should say, no, the Avodah Zarah is meaningless. So just negate it. You have to do something. You have to do something to show. You have to grow slowly. Grow slowly. V'yanichem kulam pitom. It's not going to work if Hashem would just command you to get at this Avodah Zarah. It's narishkeit. It's nothing. If the whole world is believing in it, you can't just say all of a sudden that it's narishkeit and nothing. U'kamosha ha'yimei chachmas ha'eloka. La'asevo sama'midbar ad she'ilamdu gvura. Just like they had to go through a barren desert and go through some tough times and work and build up their own stamina and build up their own strength and build up their own... They had slaves. They didn't know anything. They were a downtrodden group of slaves. Just like they had to go, the Midbar was to them to build up their own kishronos. Kemo shenoda she'alicha b'midbar omir anos ha'gof merchitza v'sicha v'chayotze b'hem. You'll do. You'll do agvura, right? Going through the desert. That makes a person strong. So hafcham yolid roch lev, and if you're too mafunak, so then you're soft. V'noldu gam ken anashim shlo higilu b'shiflus of avdas, and in the desert, a whole generation of people who did not have the slave mentality grew. They were tough. They were tough desert travelers. V'chozeh ha'i b'mitzas elikis ha'i d'imosh rabbeinu ha'p'yashim yachap p'yashim yiso. Kein baza achelik min ha'torah b'tachbula elokis. Hashem is tricking us to negate Avodah Zarah, ad sheyisharu im min ha'mais ha'mulka, kedi shetal b'yod ha'munah shehi ha'kavanah rishon. U'sheilascha, eizem ne'er l'alaka mitzvosein ha'kavanah rishon. Why couldn't you just create us with the ability to serve him straight? Why does he have to create us with the weakness that we're going to have to be negate the Avodah Zarah to go first? Why couldn't he have just took us out of Egypt, he's going to speak about later? He could have just said, the time has come to go out of Egypt. Go out. No. He had to build us up. Why? So he's going to have a lot of discussion about this. Well,
it's a Gevaldic message and it makes sense, but if everybody died in the desert, right, so it wasn't really the people that were slaves.
Right.
It's not that they
that's
changed.
Exactly his point.
It's
no,
a new
no.
generation.
That's true. Both things. I think both things are true. That's true. That's good. That's a good aura. Both things are true. But those people who were born in the desert also needed, they still learned from their parents, so they still needed building up and strengthening as well. Why couldn't they go that way? Same question you could ask. And give them the ability to fight. And all that stuff. So, and even a third question. Why does he have to punish us for doing wrong? Just give us the kaychas to do the mitzvahs all the time. He didn't have to make a trick and say, well, things will be good for us if we do the right thing and bad. So he says, "Vatshuva al elah sheilos hashalos chomashu minam tshuva achas kolos." There's one answer that answers all these kashas. Vehi sheosos kulam avu b'shem shinu teva ish echad meisha nimtzos ach teva bnei adam lo yishneil kaklal al sad hamofes mepezeh asherosh agad lomer mi yitin v'alavam zeh lahem mepezeh ba mitzvah hazar v'gmul v'onish krabiyanu zapinu b'mofsev mokomus rabim b'chibarenu. He would have done it. So the idea that the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim is stressing over here, and this is idea number one about Emunah, which he's going to stress a lot, is that the derech to emuna all often has. It's not just a straight. It's not a straight path. It's not like, oh, Hashem gave us the Torah, so we're all going to just go run after it, and we're all going to be live happily ever after. That's not life. That's not life. Vaya, he learns this all from the pasuk. Vayasev Hashem Elokim es ha'am derech hamidbar yamsef. V'lonacham Elokim derech eretz plishtim ki karuvu ki amar Elokim pen yinachim ba'am berosim elchama. Say yes. What do you mean? What? It's time for the Gula. So give him the Koichas, let him fight. Give him, what do you mean? Hashem said it's time for the Gula. Go to Eretz Yisrael. So just go. Go. Hashem told you you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. But, so idea number one that the Rambam Maravucham has over here is that no. Things go level by level. You can't just take a slave people and make them right away go right up. You can't take Gullus Yidden and just say, okay, it's time to go. It's a process. It's a process. And it's a process that sometimes goes to the left and then to the right. And sometimes you experience tragedy and sometimes you experience. The whole emunah in life is one long process. It doesn't go straight. It doesn't go straight. And that's why, and that's also the same thing by karbanos. You can't just say karbanos are garbage. They're a joke. They're nothing. Don't behave in them. If the world is putting stock in things, then it takes, you have to shech them. You have to bring karbanos, and you have to shech them, and you have to convince yourself by shechting them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the right HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It takes actions, it takes zigzags, it takes tragedy, it takes difficulty, it takes seeing that when you do the wrong thing, bad things happen, when you do the right thing, good things happen. All these things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just snap his fingers. That's not the way the word. Doesn't just snap his fingers and say, it's time for Geula, let's all go. It's not the way it goes. And as we're going to see throughout the whole shiur tonight, what I hope we're going to come out here is, and that's the goal of what clearly Lopiansky is driving at. The goal is that we can't lose sight of the fact that even when we things, and we've spoken about this many times, but even when it looks around like us, like everything is going in the wrong direction, we have to realize that a lot of times the wrong direction is the right direction. I think it's the Baal HaTanya whose whole sefer, the whole Tanya, is based on, he calls it in the title, it's called a Derech Arucha Shehi Kitzara. That's what the Baal Tanya calls his book. It's a Derech Arucha Shehi Kitzara. We don't realize that what seems to us to be a Derech Arucha is really the Derech Kitzara. When it looks like we're being beaten down, it looks like the world is against us, and it looks like they're attacking us, and it looks like tragedies are happening, and we don't realize Hashem is cooking up Mashiach. He's cooking up Geula. So there's going to be, there's no coincidences. So, and the Rabbeinu Bachai, which is going to be most of tonight's shiur, is going to be all by Rabbeinu Bachai. He says this even more explicitly on the very same pasuk. On the very same pasuk. Vida, he says, Ki kol inyani Yisrael umikrein bamidbar, ha kol haya nisayon gamor, kidei she yigdalu nafsham hasichlis, b'madrigos habitachon, shehu shoresh ha'amuna, kidei sheyu ru'uyim l'kabal ha'Torah. That all of the backwards steps that we took, all of the times it looked like we were going in the opposite way from Geula, in the opposite way from progress. And every time a person sees that another tragedy happens, or a difficulty, or a challenge, or something sets him back, says Rabbi Nevachai, the whole goal of all those sorrows and difficulties is to strengthen us, to strengthen our emunah as a people, to strengthen us. And it's hard to hear, and it doesn't make sense, and it sounds a little bit like HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoys inflicting pain on us so that we should grow stronger in our Amunah. But that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to. Everyone says it. We're going to see commentary after commentary stresses the same thing this week. And it's all about Gula. It's all about Bishalach. It's all about how the Gula's Mitzrayim went, and it's all about how the future is, he's going to say in a minute, how the future Gula is going to be the same thing. It's going to be setback after setback after setback, and we're looking for the signs and say, like, give us the sign, tell us it's happening, it's coming, we think it's coming, and the years are going on and on and on, and some of us are thinking, like, how many years are we going to be stuck here? Is it ever going to end? So that's what Rabbeinu Chai says, it's just the opposite. The more rough it looks like things are being, the more closer the Gula is getting. Yeah, John.
Yeah, so I'm looking at this pasuk, and I apologize for being late. And if there's a way to read it, it strikes me that it's predictive. It's not narrative, this pasuk, which is to say that we are going derech eretz plishtim, which is kind of what you're saying. That actually, when the Jews left, they were already misguided in their intention. They did follow what God brought them to, but they weren't on the wavelength, and that's maybe why we had to do this kind of wandering that we ended up doing. Does anybody say this, or am I off?
So, again, it's very similar. You're saying very similar in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew they weren't ready. That's exactly what I'm saying. He knew they weren't ready. They weren't ready, so we had to...
He's specifically pointing with Derech Eretz Plishtim, not, oh, you're wrong. It's like, oh, you're going that way. It, to inform us that even in our life, perhaps, that it's not just that we're wandering, we're going in a particular way. We have it in an intention.
But so let's
that
see.
Intention is off location.
So let's see, Rav, because Rabbeinu Mechai is going to stress that exact point again. He said the same thing that you're saying. This is really going to be the whole shiur about this. But he called Yani Yisrael Mekreim and Midbar, called Yani Yisrael Gomer, Kadesh Yigul Lashem, Hasechlis Madregas Habitachon, Shushor Shamunah, Kadesh Yeruim, Lakhav Al Tawah, Lasibazu. Right? He didn't just say they came to the Yam and like it was like open sesame. Easy. It wasn't easy street. It wasn't like that. And they turn out, like, what's going on? They're running after us. And Nachshon had to jump in. It was a little at a time. Sure. First the water was sweet, and then it became bitter. And then they had to bring the tree back into it to make it sweet. What do you mean? If it's Bederech HaMelech, if we're on the way to Eretz Yisrael, so what does he have to make the water bitter again? V'chol zeh nisayon gamor, chin shekasev v'sham niso. Gam yirid es haman dvar yom b'yomo, right? The man wouldn't just, they didn't just get like man that lasted forever for the whole journey and it just came down one time and they had enough of the whole thing. No. Every day was, is there going to be man tomorrow? Is there going to be man tomorrow? It was a nisayon. Says Rabbeinu Bechayai that when a person has challenges in his life, when a person has nisyonos, the goal of nisyonos is to strengthen a person's bitachon. Because a guy who has everything going good in his life and there's no problems, it's easy to forget Hashem. And it's only a guy who the water turns bitter and he hears the water rushing in front of him and the mud is gone after one day and he has no. Goes to sleep saying, is it going to come back tomorrow? I don't know. Only such a person gets his bitachon strengthened. It's only a person who goes through difficult times. You know? Probably the hardest nisayon I had to ever... had a few nisyonos in my life. A couple, you know, I lost a very, very close friend also in a very sudden way. When I was 30, a very close chavrusa, the tzaddik, zarolam, just had an aneurysm driving somewhere, totally healthy, great shape, had an aneurysm and died on the spot, a good friend of mine. And then I guess then my father passing at a relatively young age, he was at work that day, it was a sudden shock. So we have to know that and those times, I remember when I was young, when I was 30, it was very hard for me to wrap my heads around that. When you're younger, it's harder. You know, you're young, you think the whole world is supposed to make sense all the time. I remember that when we had a boy in the yeshiva who had cancer, so a lot of his friends couldn't deal with it. Mamish couldn't deal with it at all. Couldn't deal with it. So Rabbi Storch and I went to talk to Rabbi Moshe Weinberger. I must have said the story at one point in time. Went to Rabbi Moshe Weinberger just to give us guidance how we should talk to the guys about this. Like, what should we say to them? Rabbi Weinberger looked at us like we were crazy. Like, how to talk to the guys about, you know, like, what do you think, you're the first people in the world that ever had to deal with tragedy? Like, you know, like you know, this is the history of the world, you know. You know, you guys think like everything always is supposed to make sense. Like the Bedichever said, I have a lot of kashas. Four kashas? I have a lot of kashas. I have more than four questions. And, you know, the whole Holocaust, everything that happened. So the Rabbi Mechai is saying that, right? What does it say? Ve'es asher, again, I know it sounds strange, but the Pasuk says, Ve'es asher yehav Hashem yochiach. The one that Hashem loves and he wants to bring out his emunah, he's the one who he gives challenges to. Again, we don't ask for challenges. We're not looking for challenges. We try to be mechazik ourselves without the challenges. But if a person gets challenges, it means that it's a nisayon for him to establish his emunah, his bitachon, to realize that ein lano ella al mili hishayin ella avinu shebashmayim. But let's go more, because he develops more of this. This is very, very special. Very important idea. The importance of hishtadlus. The chamushim al bnei Yisrael. What does it mean, chamushim? I think Rashi says, if I'm not mistaken, mizuyanim. Right? They went out with, even though he said before that they didn't know how to fight because they were slaves, but they went out with weapons. Asks Rabbeinu Mechaya, what they need the weapons for. Right? Why do we need Sahal? Why do we need an Israeli army? Why do we need weapons? What do you mean, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land? Isn't he going to protect us? He's going to win with us through miracles. Says Rabbeinu Mechaya, chalutz, like a chalutz, strength, chalutzim, no, it's a strengthened, girded, strengthened, like ritzeva hachlitzenu, we say on Shabbos. Ritzeva hachlitzenu means, it's a big machlok is what that word hachlitzenu means. Some say it means release us, some say it means, in this case it means strengthened. That's to release, yeah, the chalitza, right? You take off the shoe. Yeah, v'abishen yisrael k'sharam shetzirin l'zayinu. Derech HaTorah Lutzavish Nagadim Mikzas B'derech HaTeva V'amikra V'achrichin Yifal Anis. Says Rabbeinu Mechaya, a very important yisod. You got to first do your ishtadlus and Hashem will do the rest. You try your best, Hashem will do the rest. But you have to first try your best. You have to go to war, you have to shoot the gun, and then Hashem will make sure that it lands in the right place. But you have to have an army, you have to make your ishtadlus. V'chem Matzin Shana Kosh Baruch Yeshua Simcha Orev Liyah Me'achareah. What does he have to? What does he have to? What does he have to ambush them? El Shiratzin Atar B'Kashi Yasadim B'Derech HaTeva Kol Mashiv Yodel Lasos V'Ashar Yiniach B'Dei Shemayim. We have to do all that we can B'Derech HaShtadlus, and only when there's something for the nace to be chal on, you don't just sit at home and say Hashem, give me parnasa, right? You have to get involved in the world, and then there's something for the bracha to be chal on. V'Chein Amar Shlomo Amelch. Sus muchan liyom mulchama ul Hashem atshua. See that? Pasuk in Mishlei. Sus muchan liyom mulchama. Get your horse prepared, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save you. Klomar, chayav min adam lishamer b'nafshoseim ulahok, lishamer b'nafshoseim. Uh-oh, here we go. Ken Metzi start talking about food again. Chayav min adam lishamer b'nafshoseim ulahok in susim uklei mulchama HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishik yatshua lo levado yisparach. Right? Any chance the Kamenetsky gets to start talking about healthy food, he's talking about it. We have to watch our own health. We can't assume that we're going to not eat healthy and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just going to protect us and watch us. We can't do things that are dangerous and assume HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to watch us. We have to take precautions to give Hashem's bracha on what to be chal. Again, I used to joke about this, but that's exactly what Rabbeinu Chaya is saying. Like, before I was on this Michigan diet, I used to say that I would stay away from, like, you know, cake and stuff, whatever, during the week, certainly. But I'd stay away from that. I used to say, like, I hope Hashem won't have to make a nes nigla for me, just a nes nistar. But that's what he's saying over here, that you have to first, so you got to exercise, you got to ride the bike, you got to exercise, but you also got to eat healthy. Exercise alone is not enough. Exercise strengthens the heart. But to prevent blockage, you got to eat right. That's two tzvei dinim. People don't know this. People think, I exercise. Exercise is not enough. That's half the battle. The other part of the battle is you have to make sure that you're in your blockage. That's the other thing. Okay, enough. Fine. Here we go. Beautiful. Look what he says now. Again. Mamash, more along the same lines. Who is this? I didn't put the name in. That was not smart. So this is Ebenezer. Ibn Ezra. You can write it in if you want to know who it is. Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemar. Daber Moshe V'yoshuvu. Go backwards. Oh, and then Paro's going to say, oh, what are these guys, crazy guys? They told me they want to go after it. They're going backwards. So Paro says, oh, they're Mamash Meshiga. They're all messed up. It's time for me to go. Says the Ibn Ezra, a court svart, Ibn Ezra, very short mamish, the exact same thing we've been talking about. Miderach ha'emes, ein roi l'maske l'ashav ha'maise Hashem l'ma osakim. He says, don't ask on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't question why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things that it seems like it's going backwards. Hashem's telling you to go backwards. Why would Hashem tell you to go backwards? You're supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael, you're going backwards. Hashem says, Davzav Yoshuvu, go backwards. Says the Ibn Ezra. You see from this story, when Hashem says go backwards, and when it looks like Hashem is telling you to go backwards, it looks like Hashem is directing you backwards, don't ask questions. He called Maisav B'chachma, B'chachma Sa'adim Ka'in Kenegda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maisimar B'chachma, and man's Chachma is like nothing compared to Hashem's. V'skarti zeh b'avush ha'tirah b'zuah parsha. Shetziva Hashem sheyeshuva achoran is derech orma. Hashem commanded them to go backwards to try to fake Paro out, to get Paro to come chase after them, k'deishi yitzah Paro v'yitvachem yitvah bayom, and he'll drown in the umachshavos Hashem amukos. So Rabbi Lopiansky just points out over here that don't ask questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment. It's hard. It's easier said than done. I think as people get older, sometimes Hashem is faking left and going right. They don't realize it. Sometimes Hashem is getting you to go backwards to bait Paro in so that you'll end up going forwards and being much more matzliach. We don't always have to trust the process. Trust the process. You have to trust the process. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. And it's a big madrega. I'm not saying these things are so easy to come by. But somehow, it's so hard. What do you do? You know, I was talking to my friend Rabbi Schwab last night, who had to, like, the principal of this seminary, luckily, smartly, didn't call the parents. Called the rabbi that he should go over to the house and tell them about this accident. That it shouldn't be that the parents should hear overseas from somebody. There should be somebody there, somebody mm-hmm. to try to help them. So Rabbi Schwab went over to the house and had to break the news, and the parents got on a plane to go to Israel to bring back the body. It's a shverkai. It's really terrible. But we can't ask questions. Machshavos Hashem Amukos, the machshavos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are deep, and we have to have the strength, reach inside the strength, and strengthen our emunah this way. Now let's not get confused here, because we said before that Rabbeinu Bechaya held that they came out with weapons because they were going to fight. So that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do the rest, but they have to do a little bit. But now we're going back to the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra is more along the lines of the Rambam or Nevuchim that we said earlier. Because by the Yam Suf, God says to them, don't fight. Just sit there and wait, and God is going to take care of everything. So that's a little bit against what we said before. But this is the Ibn Ezra, not the same commentary. Let's read what he says. Vayomer Moshe El Ha'am. Hisiatzavu or Ua, don't do anything. Just stand there and watch Hashem take care of things. Yesh l'tmo. Eich yira machne gedol shesh masalf ish mirod v'machoyim. You had 2 million people there. Why were they scared of the Egyptians? Well, lamol yilchem al nafshem al b'neim. What do you mean, stand there and don't do anything? They should turn around and fight. Asked Eben Ezra, why didn't Klai Yisrael turn around and fight at the Yam Suf? Why didn't they turn around and fight? Hatshuva. Ki ha-mitzrim hayu adonim li-Yisrael. The mitzrim were their masters. V'zeh hador hayotzim mi-mitzrayim laman minu urav lispol ol mitzrayim v'nafsho shfeila. This generation had grown up with Egyptian taskmasters, and to them they were terrified of the Egyptians. Didn't matter that they outnumbered them. Didn't matter. They were terrified of them, and they would just cower in front of them. They were lowly. They say about that about the Germans in the Holocaust also.
But we're talking about civilians here with women and children, and they're all mixed in.
Okay.
And they see chariots coming against you.
I mean, okay. They were weak, and they did not know the ways of war. Hello, Tirek, Amalek, Baba Amuat, V'lulei Tfilas Moshe, if not for Moshe Davni, Hayachol, Amalek would have totally conquered them. Hashem Levat, Shulosa Gedolos, V'lonis Galilos, Sibev, Shemesu Kolama Yotzim Mitzayim Azcharim, Ki Ein Koch, Behem Lilachim, Meknanim, Achakom Dor, Achar Dor, Midrash, Shalor, Ogolos, like we said before, Barry, that they could not, this generation would not be successful in conquering the land of Israel. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka made them all die in the desert, and a new generation came up that would be able to conquer Israel. V'Islam Nefesh Gavoa, and that generation that was born in the desert did not have a Nefesh Shefela. They had a Nefesh Gavoa, Kesher Eskarti, B'divrei Moshe, Parshas Ve'ela, Shmos. I was wondering, okay, interesting piece of Torah, but what do we learn from it? What do we learn from it? So I thought, I was thinking, maybe thinking about what we can learn from this, that a person... What?
That was true. They were stuck. They had the water on one side, the chariots coming the other way, and they didn't know how to fight.
So they did not know how to fight.
That's Emunah.
Right.
Sit there and wait.
Right. So that's certain. That's right. When you have no choice. When you have no choice. But I hear you. Maskim, right? When a person has no choice, he can always daven. That's one lesson. Maskim. There's no such thing as...
An atheist in the function.
Exactly. There's no such thing as like, there's no hope. There's no such thing as there's no hope. With Klal Yisrael, there's never anything, there's no hope. That's one lesson. Maska. I tried to think something a little bit differently in the sense that a person should not act beyond what he really has. In other words, you have to know yourself. Rabbi Sorsch likes to say that one of the biggest problems in the world comes from people who are not makir es makomo. You don't know your strengths. You want to do what somebody else is doing. You know, a person has to know themselves, know their kohos, their challenges, their abilities. And Hashem is the pasuk that Eben Ezra is saying over here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that had these people gone straight to Eretz Yisrael, so they wouldn't have won the war. They wouldn't have been able to fight. So Eben Ezra says they wouldn't have been able to fight. You have to know, this group could be daveners, and this group could be fighters, and the daveners shouldn't become the fighters, and the fighters shouldn't become the daveners. Everybody's got to know what their kohos are. And a lot of times people spend their whole lives investing in koichas that are not their koichas. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. You got to know yourself. You got to be able to look inside yourself, know what your koichas are, and bring out your koichas as opposed to trying to be somebody who you're not. That's what I thought maybe that we could learn from this as well. Like I said, this mamish, so much to talk about. I mean, the last piece that I have here, but there's really a lot more. Maybe this is really the same story. Let's just go to the last paragraph of this. Let's go to this. This is Drushus Haran. He basically asked the following question. It says that when Moshe did the miracles for Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, they believed. Vayamein Am. But then only Vayamsev, it says Vayaminu Bashem Moshe Avdo. That sounds like, had they not believed, then they wouldn't have believed. So what's going on? Like, it says they believed first, but then they didn't believe, and then they believed again. So let's look at the last paragraph. Look at the very last paragraph. V'ha'ola mikol mashikasavnehu. Shemitchila ha'minu Yisrael. I'm on the second to the last page. Second to the last page. V'ha'ola mikol mashikasavnehu. Shemitchila ha'minu Yisrael b'moshal p'yosos. really in Mitzrayim first they believed him when he turned the matah into a snake and he made the tzaras. The paths of Hashem are very exalted that people cannot possibly understand them. They were mamish on the brink of being redeemed, and everything went in the wrong direction. And you know, Paro was running after them and chased them, and they were almost dead at the Yamsuf. And things happened, even though they believed. Kol shekein anachnu sheroi sheniyas schalam Yosef begula hasida. He says the same thing. Umepnei zeh kasev a Rambam zal shelo yedu hadvar mahem ech yiu ad sheyiu. He says that the Geula and Mitzrayim, it went forwards, they had Amuna, then they lacked Amuna, it went backwards, there were challenges, the Avoda got worse, and then we just don't know how it's going to happen. Kol Shekein, he says, they were on a tremendous high Madrega, we, Shenias Chalom Yosef Geula Asida, that the Geula that's going to come, even though we believe it's going to come and we're standing right on the doorstep, we may be standing right on the doorstep of it, and then it looks like we're going backwards and we're going the wrong direction, so we have to believe we're not going to actually know the Geula happened until it happens. So if it doesn't look like it's coming, don't worry, because the more it doesn't look like it's coming, the more it's ending up coming. It doesn't go straight. It doesn't go normal. It doesn't go in the regular way. And we have another. Oh, I have 3 more minutes. Good. Oh, we saved the best for last here. Last piece. This is a piece from. This is a beautiful piece from Rabbeinu Bechaya. Also, we'll close Rabbeinu Bechaya. Beautiful piece. He says as follows: Vayiru ha'am vayaminu, hayira v'ha'amuna ikar l'kol haTorah. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya: Vayiru ha'am vayaminu, yira, awe of Hashem and amuna are the main. There are 4 emunas that every Jew has to have. Says Rabbeinu Hananel, the second to the last page. Yeah, I'm sorry. Bottom of the second to the last page. There are 4 emunas that every Jew has to have, Rabbeinu Hananel writes. Emunah b'Kodesh Baruch Hu. The first emunah is that God exists. Shneimar, Pasuk Divrei Hayamim, Haminu b'Hashem Elokeichem v'te'amdu. V'zeh shekatav v'haminu b'Hashem u'v'moshe avdu. And the part 2 is Emuna Benevim. Shenes Chayadnu Lishma Devrayim. Shneemar Mihemin Lishma Senu. That's 2. Emuna Be'olam Haba. Sheish Lahamin Kiish Olam Above Yish Sachar Tov Musal Letzadikim. If we do the right thing, if you schlep yourself out to Kamenetsky's Shir on Thursday night, there's going to be loads and loads of endless Olam Haba waiting for you. Loads and loads and years and years and upon beauty upon beauty upon beauty. That for every mitzvah and ma'isa tov that you do, Zeh Shamar David, Lulei Hamanti Liros B'Tov Hashem. I wish I had emuna to see the Tov Hashem. And the 4th is emuna b'bias hagoa, shezeh pina gadola batar. Zeh Shakasev Hinani Yosef B'tzion Evan Bochin Pinos Yikras Musan Hamamin Lo Yachish. He's not going to delay. B'chol Hamamin Yesh Lo Zichios Harbe. Anyone who believes in these 4 things, belief in Hashem, belief in Hashem's Nevi'im, Torah Mesinai from Moshe Rabbeinu, belief in Olam Haba, in Schar Va'onesh, that's Olam Haba, and belief in the coming of Mashiach, that we're all going to be redeemed. So, Hushnema ba'avram, Shayeshor, Shemuna Avram, Ve'amin ba'Hashem, Ve'akshav Elo Tztaka. V'nei hu zocha l'gan Eden, Shneemar pisru sharm, V'yavu goy tzadik shomur amunim. If you have emuna in Olam Haba, you get Olam Haba. A person doesn't believe in these things. We'll Uvarosim yikam amordim vaposhim bi. Uksiv, emunim notzer Hashem umsham yeser osi gava. Perish Hashem yisparach. Notzer emunim. He watches those people have emuna. Val osin she'im ben emunim mishayim onsham. Ki heim osin begaiva. Einim zochel mechayim. So, right, ofel lo yishar nafshah bot tzadik, etc. Mepneisha emunim yisod kol ha-tara kula. Listen to this. Let's have new kavan every time we say the word Amen, Rabbi Osei and David, and here we go. Says Rabbi Nimchai. Umipnei Shaha Emuna Yisod Kala Torah Kula. And because Emuna, these four Emunos, are the foundation of all of Judaism, Tiknu Lanu Chazal B'Tfilo B'Brachos Lanos Amen. Shehu Nigzar Milashun Emuna Umilashun Hoda Shemekabel Alav Divrei HaMavarech Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Umod Behem. וזהו שאמר חזל, אמן קבלה, אמן שבועה, אמן קיבה. זה אמרו, גדול האונה אמן, יוסר מן המברך. Why? What do you mean, גדול האונה אמן יוסר המברך? Why is אמן better than the guy who made the ברך himself? Amen. Why? וביר העניין, כי המברך מייד בברכות של הקדוש ברוך הוא שהוא מכר הברכה. The מברך is testifying about Hashem is the מכר הברכה. והאונה אמן הוא מקיים השטר. One ain means diddly squat. So one guy made edus, but you say amen, you're going to be mekayim that which the other person did. That's even more chashim than the first person, because you're strengthening. Two people are stronger than one. Shadis nigra al yodav ona amen hu aed hasheni. V'tzarachu sheitztarif im aed harishon shu amavarech ki imo edus kayam. Parir chazal ledvar Ladavar b'mishpat haskaros osios hateva hazos ve'chischai lagos bem adam who shamru ain onin lo amin ketufa v'lo amin chatufa. You can't say amen, or v'lo amin yisoma. You can't, right, say like the Baal Kori at the Bar Mitzvah, right? The rabbi gets quiet, then 10 minutes later he says amen, right? Then, right, 10 minutes later, that's called amen yisoma. It's an orphan amen, an amen without a bracha. El amen arucha. Unbelievable. A person who says too quick an amen, he's going to die young. Ketufa yischatfu yamav. Yisoma, you bun of yisomim. Oyve. Arucha, marichin lo yamav shnosa. Vini chatuf shu chotif aleph, b'shva, patach. Instead of saying amen, you say amen. Vini zehebech amunah, mimashkas be'amnon. Ha'aminon achicha haya ima. What's this? Ha'amnon echich ha'imach. Pish Rashi. V'halamanta she'ona amin chatufa. Hinei hu mahapich ha'kar al piyo. Morid la'aretz yisodos chomos ha'emuna. Hinei biyarti inin amin v'shu nigzer miloshen emuna. Melvad. She'ish mi'as amin sod. Shu kol ha'shem v'yuchad v'kinem v'tzveres ha'kover. So, the reason we say amin, every time we say amin, we're supposed to be thinking emuna. Says Rabbeinu Mechai, amin, I believe. I believe, again, there's so much more. Zekeli van Veyu and Nora Sahilos. And also, last thing, he talks about here about how the contribution that women have to Nevuah. Miriam, right? Hanavia Achos Aaron. Shisnaba Bizman Shios Achos Aaron. Asida Imi Shetel Ben Shiel Yisrael. Umashisho Nevuah. Laisha Nira Loma She'in Tmash Min Adam. He talks about how the power of women. Okay, a lot to talk about. But anyway, the main thing that I try to give myself chizuk while we are about these difficult times that we live in, we should realize that the more difficult the times, we have to try to reach deeper. If Hashem is ramping up sorrows, then we have to reach deeper for the emunah. We have to realize that even though things are going in the wrong direction, that's Vayasev Hashem Lokim Derech Amar Bayamsuf. Right? Velona Chamel Kim Derech Eretz Plishtim. He didn't take them the straight way. Yeah, we have to go the roundabout way because we need more time to develop. We need more time to think about it. And when things look like they're going backwards, they're really going forward. So may it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we all have the strength to face all the challenges that life sends us. And in that, we'll merit Geula. We'll really merit Geula. The more strength that we have, and Hashem might have to sometimes, for reasons that we don't understand, throw difficult things at us. We don't understand them, B'shaita. We think we're going backwards. We think it's going the wrong direction. If Hashem feels it necessary to throw those things at us, somehow despite everything. And like Rabbi Weinberger told us, those boys, you know, we're not the, whatever tragedy a person's going to face in life, it's not going to be like this tragedy, like this family in West Hempstead is dealing with now. It's not going to be like that. Like to just send your kid off to seminary in Eretz Yisrael or like, you know, this boy, the senior in DRS lost his father this week, snorkeling. You know, this senior lost his father. Mamish, I was so impressed. This kid is so strong. He was such a mature of him. Young kid, a senior in high school. So strong. I appreciate the time I had with my father. And my father gave me everything who I am. And my father was a role model to me. And he was a mensch. He was Ezra Pharmacy. His name was Moshe Ezra. And he was Ezra Pharmacy. He was buried in the cemetery on Rehov Ezra. Rehov Ezra in the cemetery. He said, it's really incredible how the boy was able to have that kind of strength, you know. So hopefully Hashem won't give us the challenges. But if he does, we should know that usually the tougher the situation is, the gula is right around the corner. May it be the will of the Rabbanu Shalom that we should all very, very soon see an end to our tsaros and finally go down the Derech HaMelech to Eretz Yisrael with a gula hashlema v'amitis. May it come in the air of Yameinu Amen. Thank you very much for coming. Have a great